let's go to our great album. There is a new Barbie doll, and it's David Bowie inspired. And it's been released to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Space Oddity, which is not actually on today's album. This album came from 1972, a few years later, often shortened to Ziggy Stardust. It's called The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spider from Mars. And this is Starman. Zed National playing David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust album, the fifth studio album by him. It came out in June 1972 and it was a loose concept album. Didn't do hugely well on the charts initially, but continued to sell. It sold something like 8 million copies last time we looked and, of course, got widespread critical acclaim. And it's based on this character that David Bowie created, a fictional androgynous, bisexual rock star who acts as a messenger for extraterrestrial beings. It was how they did things in the 70s. He toured with the character of Ziggy Stardust too. And there was a concert film based on that tour. It wasn't released until a decade or so later. I'd love to hear from you if you saw that film and can tell us about it. 2101 is the text number. Let's play this title track.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang. Screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the gnat with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar.
RNZ National, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust. That's the title track from David Bowie. It's been a few years since we featured this album in the 145 slot, so we're enjoying hearing it again. If you wanted more details on that news story, by the way, Mattel has announced its latest Barbie doll, dressed as Ziggy Stardust, red boots, a back-combed mane of hair, and a striped jumpsuit, plus some cosmic accessories and face paints. Although Barbie, reportedly her usual pleasant smile doesn't quite match the intense stare usually associated with the character. We've got time for one more. Amazing how many big iconic songs came from this one album. Here's one now, it's Suffragette City.
Spine out of place. Hey man, my school is insane. Hey man, my
Suffragette is quite an unusual word, isn't it? Not one you'd expect to turn up in a rock song, but it was used in that one, and then the following year, Paul McCartney used it in his song Jet 2. And was it ever used again? Maybe you know of another song which uses that word. Suffragette City is from our great album today, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spider from Mars. David Bowie wrote that song and offered it to Mott the Hoople. I don't know where Mott the Hoople's decision-making was at, but they turned it down. And then he said, cool, you know, could I produce your next album? Be happy to help you out there. And they said, no, thanks. Big mistake. The one good decision they made was to record a song, All the Young Dudes, which is about all that most people remember of Mott the Hoople these days.